WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. As COVID-19 cases in Virginia pass 2,600, Governor Northam warns of a looming recession and a big hit to the state's budget. Meanwhile, as unemployment claims skyrocket, renters get a little more bargaining power. And we check in with two local attractions taking creative steps during the outbreak to keep serving the community. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, April the 6th. Well, as of Monday morning, more than 2,600 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Virginia. That includes new cases in Prince Edward, Buckingham, and Cumberland counties in Southside Virginia, each of which gained a new positive COVID-19 case, according to Saturday's update from VDH. Prince Edward now has three cases. Buckingham County officials warned of a potential for rapid community spread after two members of the same family tested positive, after they attended a large family gathering and visited local stores before being diagnosed. The Virginia Department of Health reports 431 people have been hospitalized and 51 have died in Virginia. Governor Northam has asked Virginians to stay at home except those who have to go to work or for essential trips to the store or the pharmacy. During Friday's news briefing, Northam painted a bleak picture of the road ahead for Virginia's economy due to the pandemic. Virginia Public Radio's Nick Gilmore has more.
Northam says he has asked agency heads to reduce any spending for the remainder of the current fiscal year. The governor has also warned them to prepare for cuts in the upcoming budget cycle, set to begin in July.
And we are directing our budget experts to re-examine funding that was planned for new initiatives and avoid any new commitments. We have to rearrange our priorities now.
Northam says state revenues will likely be far below the most pessimistic of forecasts. A memo obtained by the Associated Press indicates the governor has also instituted a hiring freeze of state employees. I'm Nick Gilmore.
Northam told agency heads that a recession is coming. Lawmakers passed a two-year, $135 billion state budget early last month, just as the impact of the coronavirus is beginning to be felt. Northam will now offer suggested changes to that budget, which lawmakers are set to take up during a one-day legislative session later this month. Shenandoah National Park says it is closing part of Skyline Drive to cars to comply with restrictions under the outbreak. The scenic route is now closed to vehicles from the Front Royal entrance to the Swift Run entrance in Elkton. That stretch of road remains open, though, to walkers, bicycles, and other non-motorized vehicles, and most trails in the park remain open during the day. All picnic areas in the park are closed, and the park is closed to all access overnight. The COVID-19 pandemic is impacting incomes of Virginians all across the Commonwealth. Renters are still required to pay up each month, but tenants may have more bargaining power than ever before. From partner station VPM, Yasmin Juma reports.
Landlords can still collect rent and file eviction cases in court, even though they won't be pursued for a while. For now, courts aren't hearing most cases until late April. But Christy Mara with the Virginia Poverty Law Center says tenants facing financial hardships are in a good position to negotiate payment arrangements with their landlords.
If they say, look, I'll make this easy for you. You won't have to send me notices. You won't have to file something in court and pay the filing fee. You're going to get what you're going to get. So why not do it with me instead of against me?
Some landlords may be eligible for mortgage relief under a new federal law, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. It could provide up to a year of forbearance to homeowners with loans and, in return, extend that assistance to their tenants.
It's Yasmin Juma reporting. Anyone charged with a crime in Virginia is entitled to a speedy trial, but a speedy trial during the coronavirus outbreak is proving to be a challenge. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
5 months. That's the deadline for prosecutors across Virginia. They must have a trial within 5 months of an indictment or a preliminary hearing, and that means the clock is ticking for a lot of cases that were brought before the crisis that prompted a judicial emergency postponing most court proceedings. Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says one option is to drop the cases and bring them later.
And if you drop the charges, we call it nolpros, which means you decided to let the case go for now, you have this difficulty of releasing into the population people who you thought should have been tried for a serious crime.
State Senator Joe Morrissey is a Democrat from Richmond who's also a former defense attorney. He says many people behind bars shouldn't be there anyway.
Because you release somebody on bond doesn't mean that they're going to go out on a crime spree because their trial has been continued. There's no empirical evidence that that happens. Furthermore, releasing low-risk individuals isn't dangerous in the slightest under any circumstance.
As the deadline for all those indictments brought in December and January approaches, prosecutors might be feeling a heightened sense of urgency, and they're running out of options. Offer plea deals that'll be difficult for defendants to turn down, or release them from jail and set a trial date sometime in the future. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, as doors close and events are canceled, many organizations are taking creative steps to continue serving the community. WMRA's Chris Boros profiles two local groups that are doing just that.
Robin Von Seldenek is the CEO of the Woodrow Wilson Presidential Library and Museum in Stanton. Robin, thank you for your time today.
Thank you for inviting me to be part of this conversation, Chris.
So with the museum being closed right now to the public, I wanted to bring you on to discuss how the library is still serving the community with the History at Home program. Can you describe what this is all about?
We feel very strongly that even though our doors are physically closed to our visitors and our community, that there were many other ways that we could reach out. And one of the ways that we decided to do that is to take some of the programming that we currently do for our visitors when they were on site and provide those virtually on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We're covering a wide variety of subjects. Our most popular program we're actually bringing back is Woodrow Wilson and the flu pandemic in 1918 and the parallels there. But we cover everything from World War I and propaganda.
So Woodrow Wilson was dealing with something similar then back in 1918.
That's exactly right. And so there are lots of parallels that we can look at how the flu pandemic was handled in 1918 and compare it to how it's being handled today. A wonderful opportunity for people to hear a little more about that.
You know, it would have been a lot easier for you to just close the shop up, close the doors and say, you know, we'll be back when this is all over. So I'm wondering, what kind of discussions did you have about, like, what can we do to continue the library, to continue bringing all of this information to the community?
We still believe it's our mission to get those educational resources out there, and it may be more important now than ever because so many kids are at home. Parents are looking for options for educational resources, so we felt that this was a great opportunity for us to step up and to provide this resource. And we're finding that people are logging in as families. We have senior retirement centers that are logging in. So we really are running the gamut, and it feels so good to be able to provide this.
Robin Von Seldenek is the CEO of the Woodrow Wilson Presidential Library and Museum in Stanton. It's beautiful that you're continuing the work. Robin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Joining me now is Jeanette Fang, pianist and co-artistic director for the Garth Newell Music Center in Hot Springs, Virginia. Jeanette, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
So you're spearheading Garth Newell's latest online video series during the pandemic. Can you tell me about it?
We, of course, were wanting to keep our institution very safe and also make sure that nobody is at risk. And so we were faced with the possibility of no events for a pretty long time. And since we are a presenting organization, no events is pretty devastating to all of the arts presenting organizations. And what we wanted to do was find a way to still share music with people. It's in times like these that we actually value the beauty and the power of music more. And I think that it's more necessary in a lot of ways.
Let's talk about one of the videos you posted, How to Perform Chamber Music While Keeping Social Distancing. There's a number of different musicians that are in the video. How did you pull that off? Were you guys playing together when you did that, or how'd that work?
Well, one thing you might notice is that in Bath County, where we are located, there isn't very high internet connection. So for us to play together, even via internet connection is not really feasible. There's always a little bit of a lag. We recorded each of our tracks individually, so I started, and then what I did was I passed it on to the others in a specific order, and then each individual track was recorded separately, then sent to me, and then I synced it all.
Well, I really enjoyed watching you in the first video. I mean, you really get into it when you're playing. It was just really fun to watch.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun to play.
Well, I think what you guys are doing there at Garth Newell with these videos online, really cool effort during these crazy times we're living in. So thank you for keeping the music going. Jeanette Fang is the pianist and co-artistic director for the Garth Newell Music Center. Jeanette, thank you so much again.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Full disclosure, the Garth Newell Music Center sponsors programming on WMRA. To learn more about the online efforts of the Woodrow Wilson Library and Museum and Garth Newell, visit WMRA.org or the WMRA app. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks so much for listening. Stay safely connected and do enjoy your Monday.